It's a fairly quiet start to 2014 with mainly clear skies, dry conditions, and cold temps, and these conditions will persist across the region through New Year's Day, the exception being the heavy lake effect snow squalls, which will occur to the east and southeast of Lake Ontario. The lake effect band off of Lake Ontario will linger into the early part of the day before it falls apart. Any sunshine will be short-lived today as clouds from a developing system to our west will thicken late in the day. Some light snow or flurries could break out before the end of the day, too. Steady, mainly light snow is expected to develop tonight well in advance of an approaching warm front. The snow looks to fall throughout the day on Thursday and finally come to an end on Friday morning. It'll be very cold when it's snowing, too, with temperatures mainly in the teens, even some single digits up north. And that'll make it hard for treated roads to stay wet. It'll also increase the risk of frostbite for those not properly dressed to remove snow or having to walk for extended periods outside. It'll also crank up the snow to liquid ratio with a general 6 to 12 inch snowfall expected across the region. A winter storm watch has been posted for much of the area starting this afternoon and lasting until Friday morning. The snow will move out Friday morning but leave behind the bitterly cold air with highs only in the single digits and potentially dangerous wind chills in the 15 to 25 below range and only get lower Friday night with a widespread sub-zero night expected. Arctic high pressure crests over the region Friday night, moving quickly offshore on Saturday, and a southerly flow will take hold across the region. Temperatures will recover by as much as 30 to 40 degrees on Saturday, but it'll still be cold with highs only in the mid-teens to low 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says no thunderstorm areas are forecast. The first day of the new year will see very limited convective potential across the continental U.S. with little, if any, thunderstorm potential. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Tuesday of 80 degrees at Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of 43 degrees below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a high near 30, west winds from 6 to 8 miles an hour becoming north in the afternoon. In Boston, increasing clouds with a high in the mid and upper 20s, west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, snow likely mainly late in the day, increasing clouds with a high near 20 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 31 degrees with a record of 57 set in 1966. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 18 below zero set in 1970. Sunrise and sunset data for today, January 1st, 2014. Sunrise at 7:26 a.m. Sunset at 4:32 p.m. For tomorrow, January 2nd, sunrise at 7:26 and sunset at 4:33 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, cold with highs in the lower 20s. Tonight, cloudy with snow mainly after midnight, accumulations up to an inch overnight. It'll be cold with lows around 6 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, a winter storm watch goes into effect this evening through Friday morning. It'll be partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow this afternoon, highs in the mid and upper 20s. Tonight, snow with accumulations of at least an inch overnight, lows in the lower 20s, light and variable winds becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour after midnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a winter storm watch in effect for this evening through Friday morning. Partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of snow this afternoon. Cold with highs near 20 degrees. Tonight, snow, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches or more, lows around 8 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a winter storm watch in effect this evening through Friday morning, partly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-20s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight, cloudy with snow mainly after midnight, accumulations of up to an inch or more, near steady temperatures in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, 90. A winter storm watch in effect from this evening through Friday morning. Partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow this afternoon. Cold with highs in the lower 20s. And tonight, cloudy with snow, mainly after midnight, accumulations of 1 to 3 inches to start. Lows in the lower teens. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, snow likely, temperatures in the upper single digits and low teens. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow earlier, highs only in the single digits. Saturday, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs in the mid and upper teens. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers, temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s. And Monday, windy and colder with morning snow showers, temperatures in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.